Hello, and welcome to this episode of In My Downtown, the podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association, where we feature projects and programs in Michigan's wonderful downtowns. Today's episode is about the Luminaria Project in Mexican Town in Detroit. We are very lucky to have with us Jennifer Gomez, who is Vice President of the Southwest Detroit Business Association today. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. How are things in Detroit today?
Oh, they're well. Everything is looking great. It's a sunny day. It's a beautiful day. So, things are good. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm going to get right into the questions. We've got a lot of material to cover this morning about this really awesome project that you were able to work on. So, if you could please start by I think our listeners will be interested in hearing from a perspective of an organization that is not a downtown development authority. So can you describe the SDBA for us a little bit and explain its role in the revitalization of Mexican Town?
Absolutely. So the SDBA was established in 1957. So we've been around for 63 years. And initially, it was a focused business on our small businesses within a certain section of Southwest Detroit. Over the decades, it's grown to expand the focus and priority. So currently, what we focus on at a high level is to support and advocate for our business community at any level, our residents, and then the advancement of all of Southwest Detroit. And so Mexican Town, of course, is a component of the broader Southwest Detroit area. Our Main Street designation, of course, has been something we're very proud of that occurred over the past several years to establish that. And so that designation allows us to have certain recognitions nationally, locally, certain programs and forums, and of course, extra support and assistance for the businesses that are located within that territory. So it's great. And the SDBA is very proud to not only support programs like that, and of course, the Luminarias, which we'll discuss today, but anything else that would be a positive influence and a economic development opportunity for our community at large.
And now that you just mentioned the Main Street program, I'm curious, did this project arise from the Main Street program itself, or was it a larger focus that emerged elsewhere?
It actually started with the SDBA internally, where we were looking for solutions for our restaurants, knowing that they would have an impact with COVID, knowing that there were safety requirements that we would want to adhere to, of course, and we respect those. So the idea of it and the inspiration started internally with the SDBA. For Mexican Town, that designation, that portion of our community, they, of course, were recipients of the program, which was great. But the idea of it and the concept started directly with the SDBA.
Oh, great, great, great. So you can you describe the Luminaria project for us?
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting. So as I mentioned, initially, the concept and the idea was rooted in finding solutions at a functional level, a very practical level, for our restaurant community, which of course is one of our main industries in Southwest Detroit. And this was back in August and early September, and we anticipated that there would be some type of need to find a solution for outdoor seating or some way to keep our restaurants afloat, knowing that COVID safety requirements would still be in effect most likely throughout the winter months. So initially, it was just very functional. And then very quickly on, I was able to really kind of look at this from a broader perspective. And I can still remember the moment. It was very exciting. And I thought to myself, well, this actually doesn't have to just be functional. This can turn into an attraction. This can become an economic anchor for our restaurant community and their surrounding businesses that would be sustainable for years to come. We can definitely make this somewhat of a branding opportunity for the community. And so I had conversations with my leader at the time, with our chairman of the board, and said, look, here's the concept. And so it took off from there, and this was in September. And then after the idea of it came to us, everything else that we would need fell in place. And so we had the funding that was provided to us from Hudson Weber, which without them, this would not be possible. We found an engineering and architectural firm to work with, Aptum Build Solutions, and they very generously and graciously donated all of their services for architecture and engineering support, which was phenomenal. And then we found a fabricator locally, Desenios, who was willing to take the order, knowing that we were going to move through things very quickly. So that was great. So the way that I've described this is, you know, usually when you have a new build, a from scratch fabrication, you know, you need months and months and sometimes years to bring it together. And so we had a heavy lift in front of us, but we were very focused and we knew for sure that the benefit would be there. So we worked very quickly, very efficiently. And next thing you know, from the time the concept was first created in September until December, we were ready to go. And so we started installing the luminarias, which I'll of course describe to you, as of January. And we just concluded our fifth installation, which wraps up phase one a couple of weeks ago. So it's a very successful program. We're very excited.
I'm glad you you mentioned the subject of branding, because I think the listeners are going to be interested in hearing about the construction and design of the luminarias and how relevant it is to the area, your service area. So why don't you talk a little bit about the style or design of each unit?
Absolutely. So again, when we transitioned from looking at this just as a functional solution, but focusing on it instead as a branding opportunity for the community and an attraction that would draw visitors for this purpose, we were trying to think of something that would be interesting and unique, something that would be enticing for people to want to dine inside of, you know, truly an attraction. And as you're likely aware, the go-to solution for that most popular solution had been the igloos. And so in all honesty, we did look at those initially to think, okay, perhaps those would be an addition for the community. But we did, after some research, discover quickly on that one, they're not as sustainable for Michigan winters, and definitely not for many years at a time. And also they weren't as comprehensive in terms of being able to withstand the elements. So, you know, if you have high winds or very cold temperatures, they're not necessarily usable. And frankly, as well, too, we were finding that there was a demand, and we would have had to wait many, many months to even get a supply. So that's when the idea came that, you know, we have so much talent in Southeast Michigan, in, you know, Southwest Detroit in particular. Why don't we go ahead and build something ourselves and come up with something and really make this homegrown, very unique, and that, of course, adds to the appeal. So we went through a few different conversations of what this would turn into, and eventually I came up with this idea, and I remember exactly where I was, and I was speaking with the president of the design and engineer firm, and I said, lanterns, they have to be lanterns. And so, of course, in the Spanish language, that's luminaria. And so one thing led to the next, and we came up with the program title, which is the Luminarias of Southwest Detroit. And so these individual units that are shaped as very large lanterns for patrons to dine inside of, they're 8 feet in diameter, they're 11 feet tall, they're made of very strong steel and fiberglass. They light up, which is to me the most exciting element of it. I needed to make sure, of course, as we were, you know, building and designing this, that there was something very exciting, very attractive about this. And so when these units, I mean, they're beautiful during the day, of course, regardless, but when the sun goes down and it's nighttime and they light up, you can see them from such a distance and they draw you in. They genuinely do. So they're very exciting. The other feature that eventually came with this, of course, is we made sure that there was heating so that there would be a level of comfort for patrons in the wintertime. And then we've also worked with the restaurants to make sure that they can pipe in music as well, which is really nice. So it's very exciting. And as you know, our a good portion of our population in Southwest Detroit is of Hispanic descent. And so that's why we thought, well, how exciting to pay homage and tribute to a large population within Southwest Detroit, keeping true to that culture and the roots that have really developed and built many of our services and economic benefit within Southwest Detroit. So you pull it all together and it addresses everything. It's a functional solution, it's an attraction, but it also pays tribute to our main population within the community. It's very exciting.
So when you say it it tributes that culture, mm-hmm. I think it would be important to mention what the significance of the luminaria is. I was reading about I was reading about it in some of the information that you sent to me, but I think it's so relevant to the conversation about capitalizing on culture. So if you could kind of mention that, would be
Oh,
great.
absolutely. So within or throughout Latin America, luminarias are very common to see. You'll see them with decor for buildings, residences, commercial properties, and you'll definitely see them during times of celebration, particularly around holidays. So it's very common to have luminarias line a pathway that people may be walking through. They may be lighting up homes during the holiday season at different residences. And so it's very, very common within the architecture and within the decor of Latin America, and particularly Mexico, to see lanterns, luminarias around. And so to bring that to life here, that's where that connection comes in, is to make sure that that element of the culture is presented in a way that's very attractive.
Yeah, that's really great. Very significant, and what a way to celebrate the heritage of the predominant population in your area. I'm really, really
Thank you.
impressed. So we'll get down to the more technical aspects of it now. So how were the restaurants participated? What were the requirements?
Okay, great question. So, you know, it's a novel idea. It was a new concept, certainly something that had not been done in Southwest Detroit previously. So we started with conversations and letting the restaurants know of the opportunity, just so that we can generate interest and awareness of this benefit that we were offering. If interested, the restaurants had to make sure that they had space to accommodate the units, the luminarias. They are, you know, like I said, pretty large in scale, which is great. But of course, we needed to make sure that there was going to be space. And we, of course, asked that each restaurant take at least three, because the presence of three in a row really brings the visual impact to life, which is great. So that was one requirement, was the space. They did have an investment. So while we had a contribution, a large contribution from Hudson Weber to make sure that we could fund the project, and then of course we had the in-kind donation that was provided from Apton Build Solutions to actually bring this to life. There still, of course, was a little bit of a financial responsibility left over. And so we did ask the restaurants to contribute $1,000 per unit for their portion of the investment. So to put that in perspective, though, the actual units themselves are valued at over $6,000 each. And so we were able, through the donation of Apton Build Solutions, as well as Hudson Weber with their financial funding, offset the other $5,000 per unit for each restaurant. So in total, for the three units, they're valued at $18,000, but the restaurants only had to each pay $3,000 for participating. And so those were the
Okay.
two criteria really that we required. And then, of course, we asked that they maintain, you know, standards relative to COVID safety practices, reservation management, things like that, so that the experience for everybody is a safe one and a positive one throughout.
Okay. And how many restaurants are hosting these units right now?
For phase one, which we just concluded, there's five restaurants that participated, and they each have three. So we were able to install 15 luminarias throughout Southwest Detroit for phase one. The hope and intent is that we'll get a second round of funding sometime this year, hopefully sooner than later, so that we can continue to install the luminarias at different restaurants in the community.
So the concept is really expanded beyond COVID relief at this point.
Absolutely. When we had recognized that this was an opportunity for signature branding and for it to become an attraction, our thoughts definitely were for the long-term view. COVID certainly was an inspiration because we wanted to find a functional solution, but knowing that it's an attraction and it's bringing such a strong economic benefit to our restaurants and our surrounding business community, we absolutely see that this is a long-term sustainable program for the community.
So is designed, they're intended to protect folks from poor weather conditions, especially in the wintertime. Do you view this as a permanent installation where they will be out all year long, or is this a seasonal type of
It's
installation?
funny, that's a great question. So when we first started this, you know, again, the focus was definitely on winter, and that was what we anticipated the focus would be. But once we started installing them, the restaurants were so thrilled with them because they really are gorgeous. They're beautiful units. their immediate reaction across the board, each of the restaurants, all five of them, said, I'm going to keep this up year round. This is beautiful. And the nice thing about it is they have that ability because the window panels, which are made of plexiglass, can be removed. And Aptum Build Solutions actually does have available a screen package so that if they wanted to replace the plexiglass with screen for the summer months, or even if they just wanted to be al fresco and leave it open during the, summer months or the fall season, they have that ability as well, which is really nice. And all the other elements of the unit remain. So they still have the lighting. They still have, the air conditioning unit, whether that's, cool air or the heaters. Everything about it still remains, which is good. So we're expecting, based on the conversations we've had with the participating restaurants, that these units will remain up year round.
Oh, that's really great. Because I was going to ask if they were also air conditioned, but I kind of like the alfresco approach to it. Anything odd or unusual or hurdles that you encountered along the way that you had to overcome?
You know, with any novel and new creation, of course, there's some things that you have learning lessons as you're going. And so, the design went quickly. Certainly some of the fabrication elements took a little bit longer than we expected, but that was because, there's such a demand right now for steel and for plexiglass that there were a little bit of hiccups here and there to get the materials. But that wasn't horrible. It just delayed us a couple of weeks with our first installation. We had originally thought we were going to go in late December, and we instead went around the third week of January. And honestly, then it was just a rhythm after that. We had what we needed. We got into a good rhythm with it. The installations went well once we were able to get into that rhythm with the right sizing and the materials being available. So no, if anything, the lessons learned have been positive, that this is definitely a draw. There's a lot of interest. I'm always present at the installations to make sure that I'm working with the restaurant participants, the owners. I check in, of course, with the installation team. And what I find from it, which is really exciting, is that as they're going up, there's a lot of interest from patrons that are visiting the restaurant or are in the area. So they'll stop and they'll ask questions and they want to know, what's being constructed. And they're great conversations to have with the community. So I enjoy that because I'm able to not just promote what's happening at that particular restaurant, but the concept as a whole. And that's driving a lot of interest for people that otherwise would not have known about this new program.
I wanted to take one step backward for just a moment. You mentioned a significant funder from Hudson mm-hmm. Weber. Did you find them or did they find you? How did that relationship
That's
evolve?
A great question as well. So Hudson Weber has been a valued and respected partner of the Southwest Detroit Business Association for many years. But what they've invested in usually for the most part over the years has been with our facade program, which is a program where we go through and make sure that the facade appearance of our beautiful buildings in Southwest Detroit are continuously improved. So, from the brick, the signage, lighting, whatever would be necessary. So that's where their investment usually has gone. They came to us, and again, the timing was perfect, everything lined up, last October, and offered this additional funding if we had a need for some type of program, because they were very glad and pleased with the work that we had been doing with their investments so far. So when they had this extra investment to make, they brought it to us and asked if we had an idea of how we could best use it. Well, I had already cleared the concept, like I said, with my leadership to say, this is what I'd love to do if we can get the funding. And it was literally within weeks of that concept coming to fruition that Hudson Weber came to us to say, we have this opportunity for this additional funding if you can use it. So it lined up perfectly. Of course, I said, yes, we have a program in mind. Actually, this would be ideal. And they were thrilled with the concept, which was really, really nice. We've kept them posted. They received images. They presented it to their board as well of where this investment actually went. And everybody's very, very happy with it.
Oh, that's really great. It's wonderful that you have a longstanding partner in your effort. We all know that we can't accomplish our work without having a broad range of funders and hearts and hands to keep our projects going and keep our communities going. Jennifer, is there anything you'd like to add that I didn't ask you?
No, I feel like we covered everything. I think the only thing I would just summarize this with is that We're grateful to all of our partners for their participation, for their support and time with what they've done and their financial backing. Without them, this could not have happened. It's truly a scenario that required a team effort and that brought it to life, which is great. We're thrilled to see the economic and social benefit that this is bringing to Southwest Detroit. And we're really hoping that there will be a continuation with additional funding so that we can continue these types of installations throughout the community. It's a really nice addition and feature, you know, for Southwest Detroit.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for spending some time with me today to talk about your wonderful Luminaria project in Southwest Detroit. We really appreciate your
time.
Thank
you so much for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You've been listening to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. I've been your hostess today, and I appreciate your time. See you next time. Thank you.